morning on WWDB 860 AM. Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott. I hope everyone had a week filled with blessings and inspiration and motivation where all your dreams, goals came to reality for you, your family, your friends, and all those that you come into contact with each and every day. It is certainly a blessed Sunday morning. I hope you're listening live, if not, certainly 24/7 on podcast at WWDBAM.com or on any of my social media. Good morning. Certainly, we begin this morning, as we unfortunately have done the past few weeks, with a prayer for the people of Ukraine. We say, loving God, we pray for the people of Ukraine, for all those suffering or afraid, that you will be close to them and protect them. We pray for world leaders for compassion, strength, and wisdom to guide their choices. We pray for the world that is in this moment of crisis. We may reach out in solidarity to our brothers and sisters in need. May we walk in your ways, God, so that peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for all the world, as we say, amen. Certainly, there are many occasions to pray for God and pray to God throughout the day. There are certainly many ways, 24/7, that we can have prayer to God, that we can be faithful to God. For after all, what is prayer? It's simply a conversation between ourselves and God, where we often find out whether we are absolutely right in our thoughts and our actions and our deeds, or if we're absolutely wrong in our thoughts, actions, and our deeds. But the question is, how do you see God? Many folks see God in many, many different ways. Do you see God as a king? He is certainly a king, but those who see him primarily as the great king of the universe tend to have trouble getting close to God. We tend to view kings as distant and somewhat unapproachable. Do you see God as Father? He is certainly a father with a capital F. But some have had abusive or absent fathers here on earth, making the concept of Father God hard to embrace. As someone once said, a child who cannot find God in his father will have a difficult time finding a father in God. Do you see God as a friend? He is certainly a friend. He is a friend who sticks closer than a brother or sister. He is a friend who will be there for you through thick and thin. He is a friend to whom we can share our deepest, darkest secrets. God is a friend who loves you and wants to help you. But be honest, do you really see God as your friend now? I am convinced that most people of faith don't really relate to God as a friend. They tend to gravitate more toward God as a king or a father. In fact, in Judaism, the most holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, probably the most famous prayer for Yom Kippur we sing is Avinu Malkeinu, which means our father, our king. King and father are fine, except when it comes to opening up and truly sharing your heart. You see, we all have our faults, failures, and struggles with sin, dark and ugly sin. The more shameful the sin, the harder it is to talk about, especially with your father or the king. When it comes to really sharing the deep secrets of your soul, you need to be best friends who you love and love you no matter what. King David is called a man after God's own heart, but he was still a flawed human being with weaknesses and sins. One of David's greatest strengths, however, was his honesty before his friend, the God in heaven. David could pour out his heart to God because he saw God not only as his king, his father, his shepherd, but also as his friend and helper. He said in Psalm 54, "Behold, God is my helper." What a great truth that is. Behold is an important word from Psalm 54. It is a word of astonishment, exclamation, and emphasis. David is saying, look, see, even wow. The great God of the universe, the one who can do all things, is my helper. It is time for you to look and see what God wants to be your helper. He wants to be your friend who helps you with the intense struggle and epic failures of life. In the ways we see God, make sure to add helpful friend to the mix. Talk to God today as you would your best friend. Share your successes and failures with God. Do not ever sugarcoat your problems to make them more presentable to the king or to your father. Share them just as they are. Share them openly and honestly, like you would share them if you were talking to your very best friend. If you relate to God in this fashion, you will be amazed at the closeness, intimacy, and divine help that will result. And on that, we certainly can say amen. We certainly say amen to one of our awesome sponsors of the day, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel. Their brand new, wonderful facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. And just for me, as I am there so often, that could not be truer. It is beautiful, and the staff there is even more awesome. They have been serving all communities of all traditions and backgrounds of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them, we can certainly all say amen. Getting our thoughts back to our friends in Ukraine, certainly millions have left their beloved country, and there are so many wonderful acts of love and kindness. In Judaism, we call that gemilut chasadim. It's better known as a mitzvah in Hebrew. So many wonderful acts of love and kindness that we can do for them. One act of kindness that I have been looking at this week in amazement is they are going to countries. They are leaving Ukraine, the boundaries, and going to NATO countries that surround Ukraine. And many, many folks have been making reservations at Airbnbs in those countries and not going there. They are simply making the reservations. So the ones who own the Airbnbs have that money. And when the refugees from Ukraine come, they are staying in the Airbnbs that have been reserved by others who have paid for them and are purposefully not using them in other countries. I think that is such a mitzvah, such a blessing, such good and kindness coming from people's hearts. So that's just one of many things you would care to do. If you would like to make a reservation at an Airbnb at a country that surrounds Ukraine, don't use it so the owners simply have the money to support the refugees that are coming, that they can stay there. That is such a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And certainly there are so many other things of giving for the refugees. You can find them online if you simply want to give money, some finances to worthwhile organizations. The two that I found the most, and please, please do your own research and just don't take my word for it if you're going to give donations. But at least for me, the two that I really, really love are Red Cross at redcross.org. They are certainly a blessed organization, and I guarantee that the money that you give for Ukraine will find its way to giving to all the wonderful men and women and the children who have to leave, and they will get those funds. The other is Samaritan's Purse at samaritanspurse.org, and certainly that is a blessed organization as well. But again, please do your research. But at least for me, Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse give the most of every dollar that I and you give to them for such blessed, needed reasons, such as Ukraine. And for them, certainly we can all say amen. You know that this wonderful program, Inspiration and Religion, just doesn't run by myself alone. It takes you to listen. It takes you to watch the podcast. It takes you to go on social media and look at the clips. It takes you to support our sponsors. But it also takes you to be part of this program by submitting to me birthdays, wedding anniversaries, community events of all religions, cultures, and traditions. It is always my honor to announce special occasions, happy occasions, joy-filled events, because as we always say, if God does something joy-filled in your life, God can do it in our lives. So if there is a day that is not as blessed as it should be, if you're in the valley and not up on the hill of life, please look at others who are being blessed. Look at others who are having joy-filled events in their lives, receiving joy from their children or grandchildren, buying something that they've always wanted, a new home, a new car, new clothing, having successes and achievements with their children or their grandchildren. Look at them, read their Facebook posts, read their Instagram posts, because we know that if God gives them the blessings, God will give us the blessings as well. Just have faith and know that if you are in the valley now, hills of joy, hills of greatness, hills of success and achievements of dreams and goals and inspirations are right around the corner. So please submit to me so I can announce on this program of your happy events. So share with others so they can know that there are others in the community who are finding joy and they can find joy as well. Many of you know that the wonderful WWDB studios are in beautiful Bala, Kenwood, along with all of the Beasley stations that are surrounding in our beautiful new studios. And I happen to live in South Jersey. So on the way from South Jersey into Bala Kenwood, I certainly need to get gas, as we all do each and every day. And certainly, we all know that the price of gas has been going up. It is my honor each and every day, and most mornings when I'm not coming to the recording studio, to travel from one hospital to another hospital doing my morning chaplaincy. This is my normal chaplaincy prayers of those who are sick or the last rites or those who just are going into surgery or have just come out of surgery. It is my honor to travel around for hospice care to hospitals and give them prayers of health, what we call in Judaism, refuah shlema, completeness and totalness in all aspects of life, whether it be physically or financially, emotionally, psychologically, in the relationships. If you have a family member, a friend, or even yourself in hospice, home hospice, hospital hospice, in a nursing home, or in the hospital for whatever reason, it would be my honor to come and say prayers for you. Please call me day or night or email me at any of my social contacts that you can always find on any of my websites, on any of my social media. It would be my honor to visit you in the hospital for prayers of healing. But that being said, as we all know, traveling around, we use gas, and gas is so expensive. And it is my custom each and every morning to go to my local Wawa in between hospital visits and grab some breakfast and sit in the car, turn on the radio, and listen to the news while I'm having breakfast. These days, to sit in the car when the car is on could simply cost us $10, $20 just to sit there and eat breakfast. It is, for many of us, maddening. In fact, for all of us, and it certainly doesn't have to be, I am so blessed and so grateful, and many of you are so blessed and so grateful each and every day in every way. But we also know that there are many in our community that need to choose whether they can even afford to drive to work, purchase food, or pay the bills, as they can't do all three. And certainly, it's a sin, the greatest of sins, because this is so avoidable. And certainly, as we can all agree with it, needs to stop. But if there are those in your community who need financial help, please reach out to them. There are so many charities around. My charity is always open, Cantor Scott's Charities. You can look it up on Facebook, Cantor Scott's Charities. And certainly, I am there to help, as many charities are. Please keep in touch with the elderly. Please keep in touch with your neighbors, your coworkers, because as I say, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. You never know what goes on in their hearts and in their homes. So please ask those who you come into contact with each day, how are you? And don't take fine for an answer. Many folks say, fine, how are you? I'm fine. That's not always the truth. In fact, most of the time, it's not the truth. And if people ask you, how are you? And you say, fine, you know, elaborate, because people do care. If they ask you, take 30 seconds, take 45 seconds to delve into, how are you? Fine. Tell me some good things in your life. Tell me some blessings that you've had today. I would love to be blessed by good things in your life. You know, not only people are being hurt by all of the inflation that we're going on now, but, you know, everything is going up in cost, including pet food. In fact, in most pet stores, it's hard to find the pet food that you're used to. And it's to put it bluntly, it's not good. And for those who know me know that I help run a wonderful animal rescue called Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. Yes, I thought hard and long on that title, Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. It's on Facebook. Please look us up at all the miracles and the blessings that we are giving our furry friends each and every day. But there are those, because of the inflation that the pet food is going up and up and up, who cannot afford pet food for the cats or dogs. Please, if you know, especially elder folks or those on a single income or those unemployed that have pets, please ask them, how's it going with your pet food? And if they need pet food, Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue is always there to give pet food. We always are stocked with cat and dog food. We are always stocked to give to those in need. So don't let those who need cat or dog food be in sadness for the reason not to be able to purchase it as much as their pets need. Contact me day or night. A blessing to them is a blessing to me. And a blessing to you is to contact me or give all my contact to those in need. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our newest sponsor on Inspiration and Religion, the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, PA, located in the awesome Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. They are currently having their winter clearance sale up to 50% off of sportswear and casual wear. They are receiving their new spring merchandise daily in both their men's and boys' departments, suits, sport coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes, and more. For spring weddings, bar bat mitzvahs, confirmations, and first holy communions, and even if you're just trying to look as spiffy as me, because Bonnie, the owner, who is awesome, many of my clothing comes from the Boys and Men's Store. And if you see me, yes, I do look awesome, and you can look awesome too. Bonnie is formerly of the Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly. And for those of us who are from Northeast Philly, we all remember Fleet's and of Huntington Valley for the past 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Call them today. Speak with Bonnie at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store, dressing men and boys to look awesome. And we say amen for Bonnie and her sponsorship, and we thank them, we thank them, we thank them. Certainly, it is a blessing each and every day to wake up looking forward to all the blessings in our lives. All the major religions of the world have blessings in the morning, even before you get out of bed. The moment you open your eyes, you anticipate all of the wonders and miracles that God is going to supply us each day that we wake up. And it's a wonder and a joy-filled day to know that God wants to give us all of the answers that we need on a daily basis. God wants to give us the way to fulfill all our goals, our dreams, and aspirations. But no matter where you are in a day, that is a day to pray to God for anything that we need, for holiness can be found no matter where we are. Holiness and sacredness can be found in our home. It can be found in our car. It can be found at work. It can be found at restaurants. It can be found just walking around. No matter where we are, that space that we are is holy. And why? Of course, because God is everywhere. So where is holiness? There is holiness when we strive to be true to the best we know. There is holiness when we are kind to someone who cannot possibly be of service to us. There is holiness when we realize how important our families are to us. There is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. There is holiness when we are willing to be laughed at for what we believe in. There is holiness when we love truly, honestly, and unselfishly. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we share our bread, our ideas, our joys. There is holiness when we gather to pray to the one who has given us the power to pray. And on that, we can certainly all say, amen. You know, many days during the week, I have the honor of doing life cycle events from one end of being born to the other end of prayers of last rites, and sometimes all in the same day. One day this past week, two of the life cycle events I had were the honor of leading prayers at both a baby naming and the Jewish equivalent of last rites. And the book of Ecclesiastes gives us many examples of the seasons we'll face in life. Times of birth, death, weeping, and joy. The Bible shows us that experiencing good and bad times in our lives is normal and to be expected. Though it's easy to hold on to our hope in happy situations, we shouldn't let changing circumstances cause our faith to falter. God is with us in every season of our life. When we face the unknown, we can trust that God is in control and working out every situation for our good. We know that sadness is temporary. Bad things in our lives are temporary. Negatives are temporary. If we are distressed in any of the aspects of our lives, the ones that we always talk about, physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, we know that with faith and with our belief in God, all is temporary. We always say that we don't work in our time. We work in God's time. When we pray to God, often we know that God has three answers. The most obvious is yes. The second one is certainly no. God has something better for us in mind, and if God gives us the answer to this prayer, it leaves no room for the answering of other prayers and missions in life that God knows will be better for us. And certainly, the third option when we pray to God is God can say, and often does say, not now. We're not ready for it now. If God would answer our prayers and give us what we want now, we simply would not be ready for it because it's not our time. We, of course, work in God's time. We have to listen to God's clock. So if things are temporarily not as well as they should be, let your heart not be worried. Keep the faith, and in time, in God's time, all will be blessed in your lives. And certainly that is a promise that God has made, not only to the generations that have gone past, not only to the generations of the scriptures, but each and every generation, and including our generation. For we know that the promises that God has made in the Bible are not just the promises to that generation, but it is also the promise to us as well. We often speak about the promise that God gave us each and every day as we wandered. The Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. Each day, God supplied manna from the sky as the promise. God could have supplied it once a month. God could have supplied it even once a year. So we gather it and we have food for that long of a time. But God supplied the bread from heaven, our daily blessings each and every day. That was symbolic of God telling us, don't worry, I will supply you new faith, new blessings, new courage each and every day. I'm giving you as much as you need today. And then tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day to wake up with gladness in your heart, to fill up our lives with faith, just like a car is filled up, goes from empty to full. Well, as we know today, taking a lot more to fill it up from empty to full, but that's okay. If you are having an empty heart, if it's filled with sadness and despair, you need to know that your day tomorrow, God will give us and give you a new set of faith, because that was the promise, as we say, so long ago. And those promises are just as true today as they were back then. And certainly on that, we can all say amen. So thank you from my heart for joining me today with Inspiration and Religion. Please keep in touch with me on social media. Keep in touch with me on my blog called TheDailyBlessings.com. TheDailyBlessings.com. Start each day with a new set of faith and good news. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.